All right, hey guys, you're listening to All Things Timbo. This is Tim Marchant with my co-host Adele Hamden. And yo, what up, man? How's it going?
Good, good, dude.
I'm starting this podcast as pretty much a tool to learn from one of my good friends and just kind of grow from it. And I mean, we don't really have any talking points. We're just going to talk. Just a conversation. I'm a big Joe Rogan fan. His podcast is excellent. I'm not trying to be like a Joe Rogan podcast, but I definitely got the idea from him. So here's the first one. Thank you. Here's Adele.
My name's Adele Hamden. Let's see here. What's there to say about me?
Not much.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm not that interesting of a guy. But yeah, dude. I work. I do some little bit of CrossFit. I try to do some MMA on the side. Nothing professional by any means, but yeah, that's pretty much what I do, and that's it. So, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, not much to say. We're just going to get started. We're just going to talk. It's just going to be a random conversation.
We don't have any subjects, right? We're just freelancing this?
We just go.
Freelance?
I do see you have a little ouchie on your shin there.
On my shin right here, yep. I, this week, Monday, I busted my shin open at CrossFit doing box jumps. First, I shouldn't have been doing box jumps because I just trained. I was doing jiu-jitsu with Rich, and then we were boxing for about an hour. And then, I was doing box jumps with Corey because we were doing a 20-minute AMRAP, and I was trying to keep up with him. And that's always a bad idea.
Wasn't happening, huh?
No, it wasn't happening.
Yeah, not with Corey. Trying to keep up with Corey.
Corey's a beast,
regional
dude.
Competitor.
He's a monster. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I jumped on the box. Thought the balls of my feet caught the box. I missed it. Fell down with all my weight on my shin. But I caught myself with my hands when I fell. I fell down and I caught my hands on the box. I said, oh, I should be fine. So I went to go do the next jump and I noticed I had a little red on my shin.
How's it going now?
Well, let me tell you what happened right after that. I went down to look at my shin. And I saw about, you know, an inch and a half of bone. I just saw it's all my fucking bone. And I started freaking out. I was like, oh, shit, oh, shit. And Corey stopped right away what he was doing. He went and got me some, paper towels, a little tape. And, wrapped that up. And then I called my brother-in-law. Luckily, he's a podiatrist. So he took care of it for me, stitched it up the next day. I went to his house. So, yeah, it looks pretty nasty now. It's going to leave a wicked scar there. So.
They say CrossFit's unsafe.
I know.
Is it?
I just proved it to them that it is.
CrossFit is not unsafe for everybody listening.
I'm going to give
it. It's actually very safe. Bad coaching is unsafe.
Yeah, that's true. Bad form is too. I'm going to give all the CrossFit haters material now.
Yeah.
When they see that, they're going to run with it.
CrossFit haters are just going to, they're done listening now.
We know a couple of them. Yeah, so I don't know though. Sometimes there are some people who, when they first start CrossFit, they don't know much about any kind of that powerlifting and stuff. So they do have bad form. I had bad form for a while too, you know, with squats and stuff. But good coaches change that, I think.
Yeah, you need good coaching just to improve with pretty much anything, I guess.
You gave me a couple good tips too. The video rebuilding your feet.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
definitely.
I think that helped me, dude, with everything in my workout. Like, even when I did, when I was doing shoulders, like doing shoulder flies, shoulder presses standing, like doing Arnold presses, even when you just lock your feet in like that, you feel like, I don't know, I feel
stronger.
Like it makes a difference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It makes a huge difference.
For anybody wondering, he's talking about a 3-part series on YouTube you can find by Kelly Starrett called Rebuilding Your Feet. It's really informative. I recommend everyone check it out. Even for just increasing your mobility, Kelly Starrett's the man to go to. If you search his name on YouTube or Mobility Wad, you'll get some great information.
Excellent video, people. You should check it out. Seriously. Yeah, so. Anyway, what's new, Tim? What's going on with you, man?
What's going on with me? About a month single now.
I was
going
to say, yeah, that's what
about
I was leaning
single.
Towards. It's been jogging in my mind now, you know? So
almost hit the 5-year mark.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah.
That's nuts. You're taking it a lot better than I would.
Well, you remember back in the day, I thought I was in love. It was just. It's a silly relationship looking back now, but you remember, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I could throw names on here.
I wouldn't call it a silly relationship.
Well,
I think.
You're right. We were young, but yeah, I think we were in love. I think I was in love. Mm-hmm. But that breakup, that was the hardest thing I've like ever been through relationship wise.
Would you say that was the hardest breakup?
Yes.
It was.
And because of that, nothing's ever going to feel as bad as that relationship wise. Like when this happened, I mean, it was a shocker, you know? I mean, I've been building up for a long time about actually like breaking up with her, and just things were headed that direction.
Yeah.
But when it actually happened, it was a little different. I was losing my mind for a little bit.
It was a reality check.
But, you know, eventually it was okay. I mean, I can't explain it. I mean, I love the girl to death, but
yeah,
we kind of grew apart.
You're talking about with your last breakup.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Chelsea,
okay,
yeah, I'm kind of bouncing around here.
Yeah, yeah.
But the crazy thing about Sarah, man, we did some crazy shit.
Yeah, you've been around. Remember, I've been
See,
there.
We were little rebels. That's why we worked.
Those were some good times, man.
Oh, yeah.
Never and forget, looking back,
we should be in a lot of trouble.
I know, yeah. We won't mention some of the things, but it's, we're never out to hurt anybody, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we never did that. But, dude, I don't know, man. That's 5 years, dude. That's kind of tough. Like, I would be looking to fill the void. Like, how do you fill the void, you know? I just got out of it, like, you know, I was in a relationship for a little while. I was talking to this girl, you know, she kind of pursued me, but we're talking, then she wanted to be together, so I was like, yeah, and I was really happy, dude, and I was kind of like, oh, this is going good. Then things started going south, and I don't know, I found that, like, I was texting her all the time, we were talking all the time, we were always there for each other all the time, but then when we broke up, there was just nothing. Like, it was just, okay, this is what I did with her all the time, but now what? You know, it was like, it was weird. There was just this void. And I know you can call your friends and you can say, hey, man, what are you doing? We need to go out. We need to do something. But then you can only do that for so long. And I don't know. I'm sure every guy can relate, dude, is that when you break up, there's like, it almost feels like it's just like there's a void, you know, unless you want the breakup. But, I mean, if you didn't want the breakup and she leaves you, I think it's a huge, like, it's heartbreaking, man.
It is. And it's so weird because it's something that it's so real. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, especially a long relationship, there's something real and something tangible that you can feel. And where does it go? Like,
yeah
it's gone. I mean,
exactly.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You feel like it's something tangible, even though it's intangible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, that's a perfect way of putting
it, man. It's just like, where are you?
I know.
Something's missing.
Normally I'd be texting this person right before I go to bed, and I got nobody to text, and I'm supposed to just fall asleep. What is this?
You know, for me, for this last one, I always had someone, you know, to sleep with.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's some nights where it's awesome. It's like, sprawl out.
I know.
It's lovely. It's
a good
time. You don't
have to hold in your farts anymore.
No, man, 5 years, you're farting whenever you want.
Even the nasty ones, huh?
Exactly. But, but I'm not. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. There's nights where I'm like, I want somebody there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That part's hard. But
exactly. Well, that, you know, some of that I think it goes away with time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like time heals that shit. But yeah, dude, it's a weird thing about relationships, man. You know, and that makes me think too. Like, how or when am I gonna get married? I don't know. You know, do I? I think I want to get married because I do want to have kids, but it's like, I don't, you know, I got to find the right woman, I guess. Maybe Milwaukee's not the right place for single people, dude, you know?
I wish I could just, right now I'm like, oh, I'm giving up on girls, you know, because this thing is going on.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it into dudes.
But who knows how long that's going to last before, you know, I find somebody, fall in love again.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You're going to meet that girl that likes you, gives you the attention that you want.
Yeah.
She's cute, and you're going to like her, and shit, you know?
But how cool would it be if you could just, like, with your best friend, just have a kid and just, you know, that would be so awesome. But I couldn't have, like, a kid with someone that was seeing other people.
Yeah.
That would just not be cool with me.
No.
But, I mean, hopefully I find that best friend to
have
a kid with.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Because there's something about having, you know, I don't know. I'm not, like, too conservative. I'm not too liberal about this and that. But I think there's something about having a good, wholesome family, you know, two-parent home and all that shit. So it does good for a child, you know.
Yeah. Damn. I think this latest thing is, like, the universe rebalancing everything that I've put girls through, like, in the past. Because, you know, I was...
It's karma, bitch. It's coming for you.
Yeah, dude, it's getting me. And I can feel it. And it's grabbed me by the balls, but
yeah,
you know, it's, I mean, I can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think that's what it is. I mean, you've known me.
It's a long time, dude.
Yeah. I've been not a bad guy, but did some things to some girls that I shouldn't have, and I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Especially on some edibles when everything is pushed in my face.
Yeah. Edibles are good, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different kind of high, dude.
No, it is.
we should make some more, actually, now I'm thinking about it, dude.
We'll do that for the next one.
I think so.
We'll have some edibles.
We'll eat some. We'll eat lots of them, dude. And we'll see how freaking crazy we sound.
Yeah, but, dude, another thing that's crazy about this whole relationship thing, 5 years gone. Like I said, I told you before.
I'm going to turn up the heat real quick. Just keep talking, though. Yep.
The biggest thing is that I don't get anything back from 5 years of my life. I grew, I learned a lot, but it's gone now, you know?
That's a weird thing, isn't it? Like, because then you feel like, you'll never call that a waste of 5 years, you know? You'll never say it like that, but you'll be like, damn, I'm already 5 years into it, you know? And now that's like, you know, whatever. So does that mean you're supposed to, I don't know, I've heard some guys say, well, I've already had so much into this relationship, how can it just end now, or I can't just let it end now?
Yeah.
Well, dude, it's not meant to be, you know? I don't know, you know? But
go ahead.
No, I was going to say 5 years is just a long time. Yeah. Man, you know?
That's part of me is saying, you know, it's best. I mean, honestly, if you ask me, I would say it's definitely better for us to part ways. And mm-hmm. and part of me says that. But the other part just doesn't want to give in to the fact that the 5 years is gone.
Yeah.
Or the fact that she won't be the one to have my kids like we've talked about before.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's a weird thing.
It is, man. When you think about it, dude, especially when you make those plans, you start talking about kids and marriage and what kind of cars you buy and the house and stuff like that. Like, when you already have that set in your mind, it's... I don't know about first. I think chicks can let that shit go easier than guys can.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I think when you talk about that stuff like that, guys get... I don't know. Sometimes I think guys get weird about it, but then sometimes I think they get sucked into it too, man. They're like, yeah, this is what's going to happen. You know, this is my future. I'm already set, you know. So I'm thinking about... All of a sudden, it's gone, dude.
And chicks, impermanence chicks, is a motherfucker.
What's that?
Impermanence is a motherfucker.
I'm telling you, dude. Isn't that something? Yeah, dude. We'll talk about something on a lighter note, though. I just got away with the ticket.
Oh, yeah, on your way here?
Yeah, yeah.
So what were you doing?
Did a nice little roll stop right on, what is it, 15th Avenue over here. Did it sitting. I was thinking, like, okay, I should slow down because there could be cops. I'm speeding. The speed limit turns from 35 to 25 in Drexel.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming, dude, and slowed to close up to 25, and I come up to 15th Avenue. I'm like, all right. I'm like, you know, there's no cars. Last car went. I'm like, I'm just going to keep on coasting, slow down about 15, 10 miles an hour, did the roll thing, and then as soon as I look to my right, sure as shit, dude, there's a freaking, that van, that South Milwaukee cop van sitting there with his freaking, with the yellow lights on, I forgot what those are called, the yield lights or whatever, and I was like, I recognized the vehicle right away, and I'm like, son of a bitch, and then I could see him put it in drive, lights turn on, or the headlights turn on, and then he comes around, turns the corner, I'm still going. Flips his lights on. I pull over. And he's like, sir, you know why I stopped you? I had my hands on the wheel and everything. I played the good old boy role. You know, I was like, I did the roll stop. You know, I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, you rolled the stop sign back there. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, officer. I was really stupid of me and stuff like that. He's like, do you have your driver's license? I'm like, sure. Pulled it out. Gave it to him. He's like, okay. He's like, do you have insurance on the vehicle? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I was like, I don't have the insurance card. I was like, we just switched insurance companies. I was like, I can look to see if I have an old one. And I was kind of scrambling and acting like I was a little scared of getting a ticket. But, you know, I was just acting like, you know, whatever, kind of soft. And he's like, And he's like, what company got now? I was like, I have Geico. He's like, what do you mean? You don't have the Geico app? And he just starts laughing, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we start talking about the pig on the commercial.
Yeah.
And then he's like, then I was like, okay, cool. So he gave me back myself. He's like, all right, well, just kind of watch your, roll stops. I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. Cool, thanks, man. It's like, I really appreciate it, officer. He was real nice. He wasn't looking to give him a ticket, but...
He lucked out.
Lucked out, dude. Last week, too, man. I got freaking followed home by a Franklin cop. I was doing almost 50. Speed limit was 35. I'm a lucky son of a bitch, dude. I could have been in trouble. He followed me home, pulled in the driveway, and then he rolls out the window and he says, hey, I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, officer. He's like, watch your speed on Drexel. I was like, all right, I will. Thank you. Thank you. And he just drove away. Same shit. Two times in a row, dude.
Lucky guy.
I don't know.
When was your last ticket?
Dude, probably when I was, I think 22, man. Yeah, about five.
Speeding?
Yeah, speeding ticket 5 years ago, dude. But I've had a pretty bad driving record in the past with speeding tickets, suspended driver's license. All that shit, dude. All of it. Driving with suspended driver's license. And but, you know, I got busted once for, I was 15. You remember I used to take my parents. You didn't know me when I was 15 then, I think.
No,
not that long ago. I actually used to take my dad's truck when he was gone. He had an extra truck, and I used to take that truck and drive around. And one time I got pulled over by an Oak Creek cop. We had expired tags. It was me. I was going to get my haircut. It was me and remember my girlfriend at the time, Shandy.
Yeah.
And then like two other people in the back seat. I was on my way to get my haircut, and he pulled me over. He's like, the reason I stopped you, sir, is because you had expired tags. And I was like, oh. He's like, do you have your driver's license? It's like, no, I don't have it on me. And this is before they had...
Don't even tell me you got out of this.
I got out of this one, dude.
My.
I did this twice, dude. I'm not lying to you. I swear to God. This was actually the second time that I did this. The first time I did this was in Franklin. But this was before, like, police officers had, you know, when they look up in your information, they had pictures on their screens.
Yeah.
This was when they just had basic information.
Okay.
So my height, weight, hair, everything looked just like, you know, my brother's. Like, I'm pretty much the same size as his. So I gave him all his information. You know, they asked me my name, date of birth, and I just, you know, I gave that to him. And, you know, the Oak Creek cop, because they kind of know my family, was looking at me funny. He's like, okay. He's like, well, just, you know, he gave me a, I think he gave me a, I don't know what the hell he gave me, a fix-it ticket or something, whatever they do to get the tags taken care of. He looked at me funny, and we just went on our business. I drove, got my haircut, came back home, dude. I was chilling. It was about 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. Boom, 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 you're knocking on the door. I was chilling in my room. My sister and my cousin were in the living room, and my little sister answered the door. She's like, she's like, can I help you? And he's like, yeah, I'm looking for Dale Hamden. Is he here? And my sister's like, no, he's not here. Then my cousin, you remember Abdul.
Oh, yeah.
The one who went to school. Yeah. He comes to the door. He's like, what's going on, you know? And he's like, I'm looking for Dale Hamden. And I think he kind of panicked a little bit. And I'm listening to this the whole time. And he's like, like you can kind of hear his voice like crack a little bit. And like he's in his room. And I was like, idiot, dude. I'm like, my little sister freaking knows to say no. And he, you know, he's like, yeah. I was like, whatever. So I had to come out, and I came out, and he's like, come on, you're coming with me. And I was like, okay. And I got in the back of his car, and he's like, you know, I could arrest you for this, right? You know, I could get you a ticket for this. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm taking you by your dad right now. He took me to the gas station where my dad was.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm taking you right now. We're going there. Took me out the car, walked up to my dad, and he was telling my dad what happened. My dad was like, oh, okay, yeah. And he's like, so, you know, just, I'm not going to give him a ticket tonight, but it'd be nice, but just, you know, take care of this. And my dad was like, yeah. My dad never talks much, you know, so he's like, yeah, okay, well. And as soon as the cop left, he didn't say shit. I was like, okay. Like, I didn't expect him to be pissed. And he's like, I'm like, Dad, do you want me to go fill the coolers up or something? And he's like, oh, yeah, go fill the coolers. He didn't say not a damn word, dude. So, I think that's why I used to do a lot of this shit, but, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, dude, it just reminds me of, like, growing up with doing all the crazy stuff that we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just driver-wise, like, I don't know why. It's not like you have any special training or anything, but you were always, like, a crazier driver. You would always push it, and I would feel comfortable no matter what.
Nice,
I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
But I'm always terrified about getting in the car with anybody that I don't know. It's just... It's a scary thing to me.
I always
put that trust in you. I don't know why. You were crazy. You probably still.
Heck yeah, dude. I think because you just probably love to see that. Like, you know, when I drive, I don't know, dude. I love it, man. Like, I love, like, I don't know, messing around. I love cars in general, actually. Just cars, racing and shit. And just,
yeah.
You know, dude, when I went bored at work, dude, you know, that's what I look up. I look up racing videos and stuff like that. And I think when you got a passion for something, you love it so much, you study it, dude. You know, I always look at even racing videos and, like, training videos of, like, you know, how to take a proper apex with a front-wheel drive car, rear-wheel drive car, all-wheel drive car. You know, there's a lot of shit that goes into racing, man, that people, you know, like, to the untrained eye, they don't think about. You know, they're just like, oh, they're taking that turn fast and they're gunning it. You know, there's a lot more to it, but Yeah, man.
Is this something you want
to
do?
Dude, that's something I've always wanted to do, man. It's just expensive as hell to get into.
You got to get into it then.
I know.
I think you got to do it. I mean,
I got to make the right connections, man.
Right now, I mean, I'm UPS has me by the balls right now, stuck in this little corporate thing. But I don't plan on being there forever. I'm trying to figure something out.
It's not what you love to do, but it's what you do to pay the bills.
For now.
There's a difference, you know?
There's going to be a point where if I don't figure it out, I'm going to get a one-way ticket somewhere and force myself to figure it out, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Or maybe it's here. Maybe I'll run into it.
What do you mean figure out? You mean figure out, like, what you want to do or figure out?
What I want to do. I mean, I went to school for 6 or 7 different majors, hopped around, and I couldn't figure it out. I mean, I learned so much more on my own outside of school. I know there's good that can come from school, but there's
school
a lot of...
School has its purpose, yeah, man. But it's a bitch, dude.
There's a lot of horrible, horrible teaching going on. And
I know.
It's sad. I can learn so much on my own.
That's true. And it sucks, dude, when you're in elementary school and you're in middle school. Even when you're in high school, man. You're sitting here, you're just darting around from math class to history class. And there's nothing there to teach you about, like... Or to get you going, like, get your passion going, you know what I mean? What is it that you like, you know? It doesn't have to be something, it's not always something that's outside of school. There's some people that are passionate about, like, just even, like, I had this one professor in finance course. It was a higher level finance course, because that's what I was majoring in at UWM. And he was just fucking passionate about finance, dude. Like, he loved it, dude. Like, you could tell, too, like, he loved it, and it, you know what I mean? Like, the way he talked about it and everything, and it's just, you know, it doesn't mean, oh, go find your passion. It doesn't mean it's not going to be accounting or finance or something, but not, you know, like, boring as hell. Like, it could be anything, you know? There's something for everybody, and I think that in itself is, like, the best way to, I don't know, I guess... With society, I think that helps best with society, man. It's you know, when somebody finds their passion, what they really love to do, they're gonna be really good at it. You're gonna find the people do their jobs better. You know, whatever they do, they just do it better because you love it. You know, your mind just, I don't know, your mind picks up on ways to do things. You know, and learn it better when you love it. Yeah, you know?
Good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's funny thinking back that my favorite teacher that actually left something with me to take that I still like keep with me today was a teacher that wasn't really teaching a class, because you know I got in trouble. I was in and out of school, and I was in one of the classes to catch up, and the teacher was Mr. Tidke,
and Mr. T.
He's not teaching a class, but he's teaching life.
Yeah.
He's giving life lessons every day to all the kids in there. And
growing vegetables and shit, too.
Selling cars. He's a car guy, too.
Yeah, he was. Every Saturday morning, he'd get the paper and look for cheap cars to buy.
So, you know, I think about that teacher all the time, and there's not really any others that stick. I mean, I think about some teachers sometimes, I guess, but Mr. Tidke comes up a lot.
Is it because of, like, his life lessons or, you know, how he tells you about how he do things and stuff? Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He definitely operated different than all the other teachers. That's for sure. That's for sure, dude. High school, man. That was fun, dude.
It was a good time. Everyone's like, hey, enjoy it while it lasts. And I'm like, yeah, can't wait to get out of here. And then looking back, it's like, man, that shit was really fun. You know? But honestly, this is fun, too. It's just like a different stage. And
dude.
It's part of growing. And I'm sure, like, I'm scared of, like, getting a little older and maybe slowing down a little bit, but I'm sure that's going to be great, too. Not the slowing down part, but just, you know, growing and learning more and meeting new people. And that's what I've been doing a lot lately. I mean, I have so much free time now.
Yeah.
I've been networking
a
lot.
Single.
Yeah. I actually went to this Bitcoin presentation with Andreas Antonopoulos, and I met some cool people, including this guy that's trying to bring sensory deprivation tanks to Milwaukee. And I was so interested in that I connected with him, and I was like, you know what, let's just sit down and let's just talk.
Heck yeah.
So I met him up at the Hudson Lounge in Milwaukee, and we just talked for about an hour, and I mean, that's pretty much what we're doing.
Nice.
But I mean, he wants to change the world, and sensory deprivation tanks can help a lot of people. You've been in one.
Yeah. It's relaxing, dude.
Yeah, you come out and you feel like a million bucks.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it's so introspective. It gives you time to just think about everything going on and your problems, what's going right, what's going wrong, and just life.
Yeah, dude. So I think it feels like I don't know. I think of it as something like something, my brain is just kind of like, just feels like it's just rattling a little bit all the time with thoughts back and forth, this and that, you know. It goes from one thing to another, especially me being like, I don't know, sort of ADD sometimes, where it's all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
But when you hop in there, dude, it's like, it takes a while, but it starts to slow down a little bit, and then, but at the same time, it feels like it's racing too, though, because all these, I don't know, after I got settled in for a little bit, it takes a while, dude, the first time you get settled in, it's freaking freaky, mm-hmm. there, but, like, I feel like I started having these memories that I just never even thought of, or never even thought to think of, like, from even my childhood, and I thought that was kind of weird, man. I'm like, dude, I thought of things from my childhood that I just haven't thought of never, yeah. You know what I mean?
Wild.
It was kind of crazy, yeah. And, yeah, the first time I went in there, dude, I had to open up the case, like, two or three times.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because
it's dark, dude, and it's, like, it's so silent, and it's so weird. Like, it feels like you're, like, lost at sea or something. Like, you're
floating. It is kind of weird,
you know?
Especially when you really start to let go, and you might want to, like,
grab something
or something,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like,
are you using
am
your
I losing
touch
it?
The sides
am I losing it?
Where am I? This is freaky, dude.
Yeah.
Especially the place you go to, because it's like, I don't know, the first time you go to a new place, you don't know about it either, you're a bit weary, you know, it's like, okay, this place is sort of in the basement, and it's like, there's these kind of weird people that don't say much there, and remember that one dude that was meditating in the lounge?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
out?
I remember that.
That was funny, he's like, he's meditating right in front of us, how's this guy doing that, yeah, but yeah, there was that, so, I don't know.
If he can meditate while all that's going on, he's out of
he's
it when
master,
he's in the tank.
Dude.
He's in the tank, he's gone.
He's gone, dude, and he's in another universe.
Yeah, but not only networking with that guy and different people, I've been really interested in Bitcoin and pushing Bitcoin. We'll talk about that sometime.
Yeah, dude, you told me to look it up. I haven't checked it out yet, but...
Yeah, it could change the world, but that's a whole topic maybe we can have for a different podcast, because that would take quite some time. But I've also just been meeting new people, a lot of girls.
Heck yeah,
you know,
you got a network, son.
the first girl that I hung out with, though, like, I think I feel like I was trying to push it somewhere because
right.
I was missing something.
That comes with jumping out of coming out of a relationship and then getting back into one
soon.
It's
not even like I was looking for a relationship, because I wasn't looking for this girl to be my girlfriend or anything like that, but I was
right.
looking for her to be there for me.
Yeah.
It's like...
almost like a replacement, but not a replacement. Because if you weren't in a relationship, and I bet you started talking to this girl, you wouldn't have pushed anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you haven't, I don't know. I'm just making assumptions here, but yeah.
It's crazy. Technology. It brings me to technology, because... I ran into this girl maybe
that's how you met
three times.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
so
funny,
maybe
dude.
I ran into her maybe three times, shared maybe five words total, maybe. Not even, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Snapchat, hop on Snapchat, send a little snap. Hey, what's up? Hey, you want to do something today? Sure. And that was that. And we started hanging out, and it felt great. Like, you could feel something there. I could feel the energy. It was good energy. And... I don't know where it started to, like, go bad. I think I was just trying to force something that maybe she wasn't ready for, or...
maybe. Did she?
But not even that I wanted... It wasn't that I wanted something like that, but it was just I needed something, you know, someone there.
Right.
And it ended up to me getting stood up on Valentine's Day.
God damn it, dude. That's harsh.
Yeah. We talked about it, and...
it's cold as ice,
man. it's all good. Man, dude, I went crazy that day. Just because it's like a double whammy. The girlfriend thing.
I know.
The Valentine's Day thing.
Like,
and
then you started thinking, what the fuck is wrong with me?
What's going on? Whoa.
Just like contemplating in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, and this girl, she's a beautiful girl. She's a cool girl, though. I'm sure I'm going to see her more in the future.
She was a pretty gal the first time I saw her. That's why
yeah.
I told you right away.
It's, you know, it's weird.
You talk to her after
that,
though?
It's all good now. But just the fact that how we even, like, came to be, like, to start that.
Yeah, you can't expect too much.
Out of technology and just, hey, you know.
I know, yeah. That's what you were initially talking
wild.
About,
wild. And then the other night, I've been talking to different girls. Not like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a man. Of course, I want to.
Hell yeah,
I
want to,
you know.
You got to go out there.
I want to get some. We all do. It's encoded in our DNA.
You got a dick swing. Swanging.
But so I went out last night. And I went to Boots, and it was kind of weird because I don't really go out that much. I don't drink that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of weird being out. Don't really like try to hit on girls. And that wasn't what I was trying to do either. I ran into different people and saw, you know, girls and we talked. And then one of my like 2-year crushes from high school, like I bumped into her and like, the energy there was so real. It was like, it was incredible. And then she was like, she was working.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually at the end of the night, we came back together and...
So she works there then?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And just the way we were looking at each other, it sparked everything. We were reminiscing about all like the crazy times.
Nice, nice.
I was all about her while I was dating this girl and... I had both of them out before, like, together, nice. Me and those two. It's like, what's going on, you know? And we just talked a lot and had a good time. And I don't mean magical in a weird way. It was just, it was a great feeling, like, to feel that she felt that too, you know?
It does feel good. It feels good to be wanted too a little bit, man.
Yeah.
You know? Especially with from somebody that you like, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Puts you on cloud nine for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it felt good. And it... Not like a love way, you know. It's
yeah,
just
I
like,
know, but it's just like a nice.
It's the energy. It's
yeah,
just,
exactly, dude. It's a little bit of attraction. You see something in her, she sees something in you.
You can't take your eyes off the person.
No, especially if she's.
And it feels good when they're doing the same.
Yeah.
It sucks when you can't take your eyes off this girl, but you see her like keep peeking over at you know this other person. You're like, motherfucker.
I know.
Fuck this guy.
I'm gonna go beat his ass. Hit him with a bar stool. Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, that was pretty sweet. Hopefully I'll see her some more too. I mean, I'm just trying to get out there.
Yeah, dude.
Not looking for a girlfriend, but...
I remember the good old days.
Having fun.
When you had to walk a girl home that you liked to get her to like you. That's actually when I first met... and I'm thinking about it, dude. Funny you say technology and shit. That's how a lot of these people are hooking up to now and stuff, but... That's how I, like, when I first met Shandy, dude, I freaking walked her home, man. That's, you know, that's was, and then she was like, oh, I know you like me because you walked me home. I'm like, no, I'm walking you home because I'm being a gentleman. Don't think otherwise, you know?
Yeah, but inside,
yeah,
you're like,
inside
is she going
like,
to let me in?
I know.
Am I going to get some right now?
When? I walk the next to 3 blocks, damn it. She better let me in there. No, yeah. But it's funny, man. Dude, yeah, technology, man. There's a weird disconnect, too, I always think about all the time. People's focus are like freaking always in their phone too and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And texting, especially when you're with somebody, dude. Rich is fucking notorious for that too, by the way. I noticed that yesterday when I was with, or no, it was Friday when I was with him. It's funny, dude, because every time like he goes into his phone to reply to a text message, it's like he shuts off. Like there's like, it's like he's gone for a second. I'm like, Rich, I just asked you a question. You're texting, Rich. As soon as he gets done texting, wait, what were you saying? I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah,
you know?
It's getting to that point where it's a part. I mean, it is
it's
a part
weird.
Of us, but it's almost at the point where it's going to be connected to us.
I know.
And I don't know if that's bad or good.
I'll tell you right now, I don't like it, man. It's annoying as hell.
I don't think we can know until good or bad happens, you know? Right
yeah.
now, like, the information being, you know, spread all over the internet, it's great. We know a lot more than ever.
It's amazing.
Because of technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, all this corrupt government stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is out there.
The internet.
Everything is out there.
Yeah, yeah.
it's wild.
That's true, man. The internet puts all this shit out there, dude. It puts people on blast. And I don't know much about the internet and about all that stuff, but it's like, it seems like there's no one person that controls the internet. It seems like the internet is just... I have no idea how it fucking works.
Yeah.
How does it work? I don't know. I don't know how that shit's out there. You know, I know with like, telephone companies, obviously, AT&T, whatever, they own certain towers, they own the communications, you know. I just don't get how the internet works, but it just seems like
you know, it's hard for the government to censor it right now, even though they're trying to.
They're trying, and I don't think it would be as hard as you think.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some going on already.
Okay.
So...
Would they have to do it in more than one country, or is it just mainly, like, I mean, how do the internet, obviously, you go to websites that are in the U.S., you go to websites that are in the U.K., right? I mean, is there different parts of it in parts of the world? I don't, you know.
The servers, there's servers located in different parts of the world, but I'm not sure. I don't want to give bad information.
Right.
So maybe that's something we should look into on how.
I wonder, man, because that makes a big difference on how they censor. It's like, well, if they can't post it from this country, then I won't go to this country and post it. You know, I don't know. Then again, you heard when all that shit was going down in Egypt, you know, when they overthrew their first leader, that he was censoring a lot of stuff on the internet, too.
There's revolutions going on all over the world that the majority of Americans don't even realize.
They don't hear about it.
They don't want you to know that this stuff happens, that this can happen.
I know.
I mean, the latest is Venezuela, and they're... censoring stuff online too.
See, I didn't even know that shit going down in Venezuela too.
Yeah, man. All over the world, it's like shit's hitting the fan. When is it gonna hit us?
You know, this all started. Do you remember in Tunisia? There was a guy who, I can't remember the story exactly, dude, but this is how they, you know, all the shit, you know, in Arab Spring, all that stuff spilled over. You know, all the, you know, whatever, all the revolutions in the Middle East. It was from a guy in Tunisia who was, what the hell was he selling? He was selling bread or fruit or something. It was something like that in a fruit stand. I wish I had a computer, we could look it up right now. But he was selling something and he wasn't allowed to sell it. And I guess it was something that he somehow got caught on fire. That's all I remember. I don't know if he like set himself on fire or like it was something where the government wasn't allowing him to sell it for whatever reason what it was. And he was just doing it to feed his family. You know, obviously it's a poor country over there, you know, so it's not like there's opportunity. It's not like the U.S., you know, where if he was selling fruit on the side, didn't give him a permit, whatever, he can go get a job. But that's what it was over there. And I think that's where the first revolution started, was in that country. And then I think Egypt was next. And then from there on, dude, you know.
Yeah.
Is it Syria and all that shit?
Getting wild.
But I think, man, I don't know. I think other countries have their hands in it too, dude, as far as feeding some rebels weapons and shit like that to try to take down certain leaders. I don't know. It gets complicated, dude, when it comes to shit like that.
I mean, I wonder how many people we're involved with, you know, the
U.S. Yeah, fuck yeah, man, you know.
We're creating terrorists daily.
Yeah.
Especially with these drones and all this crazy stuff going on. You think someone's brother gets blown up by this unmanned plane dropping a missile?
Mm-hmm.
They're not. You think they're gonna forget about that?
Fuck no, dude.
No.
That's like fucking Palestine, man. You know, a lot of those Palestinians, dude. That's where my parents are from, man. They get their homes taken from them, dude. You know, a lot of the Israelis say they want to get. You know, they want. A lot of people are gonna disagree with what I say and shit like that, but you know, you think somebody's gonna sit there and watch their home get bulldozed where they live and not want to do anything about it? Mm-hmm. Especially if you've got nothing to live for, dude. If you're poor. You know, like you said, your brother was killed, whatever, freaking, you know, any family member was hurt, your family, your home was taken away. You think you're going to sit there and watch that, especially if you're a guy like me or you, a freaking male in his 20s? Hell no.
No.
I'm going to go out and freaking blow some shit up, dude. Mm-hmm. You know? That's how it is, man. So it's nuts, dude. It's nuts. And I think, to go on another tangent, dude, but if you watch a lot of the new media outlets that are not in the U.S., like, you don't watch CNN, like, you'll watch, like, Press TV and a lot of other media outlets that are overseas, that's all you'll see. That's all you'll see is, like, you know, all these countries going to revolution, you know what I mean? Like, starting riots and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and fighting their government. But it brings up a good point, what you said, that most Americans are naive to it, because when they flip on their TV, they don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's never on, you know? So that's actually
crazy.
Really,
I like RT, Russia Today, it's pretty good. I like that news source. Mm-hmm. And also, with this technology growing exponentially, you have all of these independent journalists creating their own blogs and putting their own work out on Twitter, you know, on their blogs, on their websites. So there's so much information. It's like information overload. If you wanted to spend a whole day just learning, you can do it. You can spend a whole year. You can spend your whole life learning because there's just so much out there. Everything is out there.
That's true, man. That's true, dude. that's funny, man, that you mentioned that. Yeah, there are a lot of journalists who are out there just doing their own thing, dude, you know?
Yeah, the difference, too, going back to revolutions, if something happened here, I think we need something. I think we need chaos for real change. But the thing that scares me, one, nobody's going to be ready here. And right. You're not going to know because it's not going to be shown until it's outside, because they're probably going to figure a way to censor some stuff. Maybe we'll know. Maybe Twitter will tell us. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But our country, our military, our law enforcement, they're going to be popping people off left and right.
Without hesitation. Without hesitation. And that's a fucking scary thought.
What's weird, though, is with the military, is there going to be a split with people that have families and stuff like that? Is there going to be a split in the military, or what's going to happen there?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And maybe a lot of military members would, you know.
What if they were on our side?
That's what I'm thinking, too. A lot, there's got to be, I mean, I'm sure there's a good number, handful of guys out there who are just not that naive either, you know what I mean? Who will join their family. Well, our families are fighting, and these police officers are shooting my family members. Whose side they're gonna take, you know?
Yeah.
So, damn, yeah. That's a scary thought, though. A lot of people don't like it too, man. Like, if anything happened, I think most people would rather be comfortable. Like, they would just be like, well, you know, we could start a revolution, or we could try to check the government a little bit by throwing some rocks at the White House or whatever it is, and do something. But you know, the thought of chaos in the streets and you know all that stuff, like not the thought of, you know, I don't know, something out of their daily routine, or, you know, thought of not being able to just go to the supermarket and get food and mm-hmm. all that. Just the uncertainty, I think people fear it. And I think they know, like, a lot of what the government is doing as far, you know what I mean, as far as the government being able to do what they want, you know, all this stuff. They know what's going on, but I think a lot of people would just rather be more comfortable and just say, you know what, let's just let it happen. I get to go home every night, get to eat, watch TV, sleep, get up, go to work, pay my bills, you know. Whether that's right or wrong, you know.
I can understand that, but I can't do that.
No, I know.
I can't do that. I mean, I see where they're coming from, but why? Like, why? I couldn't get comfortable with that, with knowing that.
It'd be about sacrifice too, man. I don't know, you know. What are you willing to sacrifice, you know? Some people aren't willing to sacrifice anything, you know. How much do you care about your country to be able to, you know, this is how much you're willing to sacrifice, you know? What do you know, what do you don't know? What do you believe and what don't you believe, you know? It's crazy. It's crazy, man. There's a lot of ignorance in the world, too. Especially in this country, so I think that's why,
big time.
Yeah, you know. A lot of people just, they don't understand other cultures, other religions, other stuff, and they think... It's crazy. I think people, man, I don't know, they see somebody else who is they see people who are a different color or maybe different race, different religion. They see them as just a different, I don't know, like a species of some sort. But I think, you know, in the end, we're all the same. Like, we all like to joke and bullshit the same and laugh mm-hmm. the same. You know what I mean? Everybody's the same. And you see that in all cultures and all ways. You treat people with respect, dude, you'll always get it back, you know? There's a... You know, a lack of oneness, I guess you say, mm-hmm. you know.
I don't think people understand that we are all the same. And I mean, yeah, there's people that understand, but at its core.
At the core, exactly. At the core.
We're all the same, and there's just too much silliness going on right now.
You know, that makes me think of Terrence McKenna. You know why? Because he's just all, you know that thing he said where culture is not your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Culture, like, you know. Kind of makes people feel different. It kind of divides people. There's a lot of truth to that, man.
Terrence McKenna, just bringing him up and talking about being the same just reminds me of psychedelics. And
yeah.
And I know that you're ready to go on a little trip here with me.
I like to eat some fungus.
But I've never felt so connected until I went on my first psychedelic trip. And... It all made sense.
Connected to, like, you mean like other people or the earth or
both?
Yeah,
people, earth. We're all connected in this weird thing we have going on here.
Man,
we don't really understand what it is, who's to say this is how we're supposed to be living? Mm-hmm. We know as much, you know, as anyone that's ever lived ever. But
yeah, I always, you know, I always listen to people talk about using psychedelics and what it's like, and yeah, I don't think you can really understand it until you try it, you know.
I've honestly learned so much about life and myself from psychedelics. As crazy as people think it sounds, mm-hmm. this is a fact.
You think it's better in your life? They say it betters people's mental health and stuff like that.
I would say definitely.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of my breakup. And not to bring it up again, but like, I grew. I kept growing. And I kept
experiencing. During your relationship? Yeah. Or, you know, okay. Yeah,
during. I mean, I was experiencing different psychedelics and just growing.
Yeah, that's what it was. She couldn't opening my mind anymore, dude. But,
honestly, that's what it felt like. That's what it feels like. She's down here and I'm up here. Not in a
right. not in a bad way. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not in a weird scale here. Yeah, way. Yeah, I'm not better than her.
Superior level, but yeah. Like on a connected level.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's weird. And now the first week of June, headed to Peru. Do you know about that?
Yeah. You told me a little something. Fill us in, dude. I want to hear what your exact plans are and everything.
So the first week of June, me and one of my good friends and coworker, we're going to Peru. I think it's called the city is Iquitos or something like that. Mm-hmm. And basically, we're going to go take the most powerful psychedelic known to man in the jungle, the Peruvian jungle.
Heck yeah.
That doesn't even make sense to me. What is life?
I know, dude.
You know what I mean? I mean, we have...
You have to get naked and like wear those little skins that cover
your big cats out there. Big cats, big snakes, little bugs that can end it really quickly.
Dude, fuck that, man.
And the thing is,
First of all, tell people what you're thinking about trying.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, yeah.
Going there to try ayahuasca and to see what it wants to tell me. For those that haven't dabbled or don't know about psychedelics, it sounds a little crazy. But there's a great documentary called Stepping Into the Fire that I recommend you watch about ayahuasca. And maybe you'll want to try it out too.
Yeah, if you're curious. You know. Is it more powerful than DMT? Or is DMT...
I'm not so knowledgeable on it, but it has DMT in it.
It's DMT a T-form. Okay.
I know they use the copy vine and they somehow brew some tea together that doesn't taste too great from what I've read.
You drink ayahuasca then?
Yeah.
You drink it. Oh, yeah.
We're meeting with the shaman, which is even crazier. Oh, so man. I think it's 4 or 5 nights. They put us on a certain diet. They mm-hmm. do all these certain things. They blow this smoke in our face that is going to cause us to puke and purge. And then we get crazy and we leave this.
Wait, so do you got to puke and purge and then drink it, or do you drink it and then puke and purge?
I don't know if it's on different days or what, because there's multiple ceremonies.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not exactly sure. I know they said 4 ceremonies, mm-hmm. and I would assume that it's not 4 ayahuasca trips, mm-hmm. because that to me that wouldn't make sense, because for my psychedelic experiences, I needed a lot of time to kind of figure things out, and weeks later, things would come back to me, and it's like, whoa, I remember that, and what does that mean? What is that? Yes. What is life? What is this? Right. What is going on here?
That's crazy.
I don't understand any of this. It doesn't make sense. So I don't think it means 4 ayahuasca trips, but I'm assuming...
I would assume it's not.
Different steps. So maybe we purge the day before, or maybe...
Right.
Something like that. But that is going to be a little crazy, or might get jagged by a jaguar or something.
You never know. So they got people like... How does that even work? So you go there and you just kind of...
There's
like, is it like a...
There's different, what do they call them? Like centers, I guess.
Oh, okay. And then you just go there and visit them? Like you take a bus there or something?
Yeah.
It's obviously not like some kind of tour that you sign up for online.
Well, actually, you know? We did sign up for it online.
Oh, you did?
I mean, you could do anything online now. You can go buy any drug you want. You can go get that online.
Oh, shit. I guess if their government ain't saying shit, then who cares, right?
Yeah, so, boy, it's ayahuasca is legal.
Oh, it's legal there. Over there.
I believe so. Yeah, I know DMT is legal some places too.
Oh shit!
So, yeah, it's gonna be a wild ride. I don't know what to expect. Might not come home.
I hope you don't get bit, man.
I know. There's some frogs you could touch and die.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's why I can't fuck around.
Poison dart frogs or something?
That's why I can't fuck around the forest, man. Put me on some green land, dude, where there's lots of grass and that's it. You get bit by a mosquito. That's about as much as I can handle.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, from what I've been reading, like, I mean, this has been going on for so long. You don't really, I mean, maybe you just don't hear about it, but, like, deaths and accidents and stuff like that, I don't see any of that out there.
No, plus they probably got a handle on things. If you're going there where people basically live there, they're going to tell you, avoid this, avoid that, sleep in this, don't sleep in that, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure they'll guide you around, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be like, well, you're on your own, go fuck yourself, you know?
Yeah, and when I'm on a little psychedelic adventure, I always feel connected with nature, with everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I know this sounds crazy, but I feel like
sounds crazy
if there was like a jaguar or something,
yeah,
it doesn't want to jack you.
Yeah. Well, I don't think jaguars really eat people anyway, but I think like
yeah, but if you're not a threat,
if you're yeah, that's true. If you're not, if they don't feel like you're a threat, I think animals are way more intuitive than humans are.
Mm-hmm.
I think humans probably got to be like the one of the least. You know,
what if we think we're just really smart and we're just idiots,
I know,
dude?
I know.
We're just the dumbest.
We're just the real dummies in the world, dude.
Who knows, man? Nothing really makes sense. When you take a step back and look at the big picture, it really, really doesn't.
Absolutely.
Doesn't make sense.
No, absolutely.
But you got to enjoy what you got, so.
Heck yeah. I mean, I always understand that, you know. There's everything you don't know, but you just go with life and you be happy. Whatever happens after you pass away, fucking happens, you know.
Yeah.
And there's always shit that's out of your control. You can't do nothing
about
it. Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know?
We're close. We're closer than ever to immortality. And would that be something that you would be interested in? Living forever?
Yeah, so I can get rich and buy some expensive-ass cars.
So if you could be immortal, you would live forever?
Probably not, man. I'd want to die at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to live forever. The world's going to shit right now.
Yeah. You don't want to stick around for it?
Maybe. Yeah, you want to see the show?
I've thought about that. My good friend said he would definitely do it, and I just, what if there's something more? I mean, we can't know what's after. Nobody really knows, no matter what anybody says. Nobody knows what happens after the lights go out.
You can't know.
And I just wouldn't want to be missing out on something.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, there might be something greater. I could tell you what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel is that I believe in reincarnation, and then I believe that once you're ready, you move on to something greater.
Yeah.
Do I know? Hell no. Does anybody know?
No.
Fuck no. I could say anything. You know what I mean?
A good guess.
But that's like, that's what I, different things I've felt through psychedelic experiences and
yeah,
and feelings that I've experienced reincarnation during psychedelic trips.
Oh, yeah?
So, not saying, oh, that means that reincarnation is real.
Son of a bitch, I was
that's
there.
What it
I
means.
Saw
I did it.
You but can't tell me otherwise.
The crazy thing is, like, when you talk about psychedelic trips,
mm-hmm,
you sound wacky.
Yeah.
But when you feel it, it is as real as any experience ever. It's as real as this conversation.
Yeah.
One of the times I was actually with my ex-girlfriend and we tripped, we experienced reincarnation together. It's weird because you connect with the person you're tripping with.
Right.
I like tripping by myself, but I also trip with one person, like,
mm-hmm,
here and there. And we experienced that together. And I saw you that day. We
yeah,
saw you before. We saw you. You were part of it.
That's kind of cool, dude.
It's so...
That's kind of cool, man. Yeah, I remember you guys were telling
it's
me
wild
that when you showed up. And I was like, where am I? Yeah, I feel special,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude. Because we were being reborn, and you were crying, and...
I do that sometimes. That's funny. Yeah, that's crazy though, man. Yeah, I think
so
what is real? Like, I don't know.
Real?
I mean, well, I mean that, like, you know, when you go to bed at night and you dream and stuff. Like,
who's to say that's not real?
Exactly.
And this is the dream.
Know.
Nobody knows.
Who's to say,
you know what I mean?
You're like super hammered and you're thinking about something else. You know, that's kind of like your mind. I don't know. Maybe that's
maybe that's too much to think about. Maybe even when you're on drugs or something, like prescription pills, and you're high and you're thinking about this, some weird stuff. I don't know. It's just your mind, man, you know?
Yeah. Could be our imagination. People say that. I mean, I get to points back to psychedelics where it feels like I can leave and not come back. And I'm like, shit, I better stay.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be gone.
All right.
But who's to say it when I leave this place that I'm there?
Right.
Who's to say you're not creating me right now?
We're getting
snap, I'm gone.
It's almost like a philosophy class right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what is real? Why?
I'll tell you what real is to me. Real to me is not what we can touch. Real to me is the feeling like our friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, our friendship. Like, that energy you feel.
Yeah.
You know, that's reality to me. Because I can touch that. I mean, you can't really touch that. But you know what I'm saying. I can feel it.
Feel it, yeah.
That's real. Love. Like, past relationships, that feeling, that bond we had, that's not going to go away. When I say, where'd it go? I mean, well, where'd she go? But that feeling is there. If I want to go back and think about a girl from high school that I was in love with, like that Sarah relationship, it's still there.
Yeah, you can still feel
it. It's still there. It's nuts, dude. That is, to me, what reality is.
Yeah. That's what's important, man.
Definitely.
Honestly, it's what's important. What's important is, like, presence, connectivity. You know, am I saying that word right? Connectivity. What the fuck am I saying? But, like, you know, what's important is, like right now, dude. Like,
yeah.
What's going, like, me and you, you know, yeah. When you're here, you're present. Your presence is felt, it's there, you know, it's like, that's what's important, because I guess relationships is the simple way of putting it, you know, because all this shit doesn't matter, all the material, whatever, nothing, none of that stuff matters. What matters is what you feel, just like you said, man.
I get chills like when I think about that. It makes me, it, like, gets quiet a little bit, and, like, you can feel everything around you, and it gets wild.
Hell yeah, man.
Wild.
That's what I think too, man. I always think about that, what's important. So that's why I always try to be, even though I space out a lot and I like kind of daydreaming sometimes, but I always, like, when I'm with someone, especially if it's one person, I always try to be like.
So you try to not be like Rich?
Yeah, pretty much. Check out time I get a text message. Maybe I'll punch him next
that's
time.
Important.
So he's
yeah,
still
that,
there.
That is one thing that technology is.
That's what I can't stand about it. That's when I brought it up before. I had, like, a little bitterness in my voice, but it's just like, you know, I'm like, right here, just put your phone down for a little bit or whatever it is, and, you know, let's just be right now, you know, even when you're out to dinner and all that stuff, man. It's, I don't know, relationships, because you'll always remember that forever, you know, but won't remember it if you're fucking checking your phone or playing whatever games they play.
Yeah, and the girl I started hanging out with, she got a phone call, and she was on the phone for a little bit, and she said, I gotta go. I'm being rude. Like, I'm with somebody right now.
That's nice, dude, yeah.
And she doesn't. She's not on the phone the whole time.
Right.
And, yeah, I like that.
Like, yeah, man. Then you're like, oh, she's got a little respect. That's kind of nice, you know. A lot of people don't these days, man. There's some assholes out there. That's why I couldn't live in New York, dude. You know,
as me and my last girlfriend started drifting away, there's plenty of times we're just on our phones. Hey, blah 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 blah. Yeah, I don't know what the hell she said. Maybe she didn't know what the hell I said either.
But, that's funny.
You know,
is that the first signs of a breakup right there?
Maybe that is. Maybe that's a sign.
You're like, oh, fuck, I gotta take this call. It's her again.
See, you know what, though? It quite possibly could be, because you're not really living in that moment and about that person.
No.
I mean, check your phone. Yeah, you know, it's not a big deal, but when you're doing it all the time and I'm trying to look at you in the eyes and feel your presence feel your energy.
Yeah. When you're out to dinner,
embrace
your
beauty.
Exactly.
It's
you can embrace my beauty anytime.
Oh, yeah. I'm embracing it right now.
I just shaved, so. But,
no, we honestly, you guys, that group of friends, like, we're all, that's going to sound weird, like, beautiful people. You guys, let's just say we.
No, yeah.
I mean, you guys are beautiful people.
No, you're beautiful, Tim, too. Don't leave yourself out.
in the way where, when I close my eyes, it's that kind of beauty. It's definitely not when I look at you guys, because you guys are quite ugly.
Some ugly sons of bitches. No, but I see what you're saying, man.
And that group, we're all so fucking different. Yeah. And it just works. It does. It's so amazing. It's awesome. And I'm glad I'm going to be able to see you guys more.
Heck yeah, man.
You guys got the vibe that she would hold me back sometimes.
I think it was...
I mean, so many times.
The funniest night was when we were at Applebee's that one time. Remember me? It was me, you, Trevor, Chelsea, Mike Z, and I think Rich was there. And... was it Chelsea that wanted to go home? I can't remember. I don't know if I should have said her name or not.
No, that's fine. Okay, Chelsea, yeah. I'll talk about... I mean, this is going to be as real as it can get. I mean,
I'm sorry,
I'm going to spill my guts. If I fall in love, her name's going to be on here, you know?
Right.
If I have a kid...
We're going to draw it. We're going to put her name in your arm. No, but the night that sticks out to me, it was funny, dude, was when we were sitting in that little corner booth. What is it? You guys were getting ready to leave, and I think it's Chelsea wanted to go because she kept saying she was tired.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, Tim, you can stay. We'll give you a ride home. And Chelsea's like, no, I kind of need Tim to go to bed. You know, I'm used to sleeping next to somebody. Yeah. And then what the hell did Mike Z said something. I don't remember what the hell it was. But you guys kind of gave each other a look. Or he said, look at the look on Tim's face. He wants to stay or some shit like that. But you guys gave each other a look, and then Chelsea was like, Tim, what the fuck, you know, and started laughing. I couldn't remember what it was, but it was funny.
Somebody just quoted that, whatever she said that night, and it made me laugh. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny, dude. It was just one of those moments, you know, but yeah.
Oh, I don't get to see him much.
That's what it was.
She said she didn't get to fucking see me much. There's so many times where I'm like, don't you.
And she smacked the table. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm like, don't you ever want to see your fucking friends? Like, I've had this conversation with her, and... Mm-hmm. and what the fuck?
Yeah, she didn't seem like she had a lot of friends, or maybe she did, but she did. Didn't bring
She just wouldn't hang out. She wouldn't do other things. Yeah. I don't know if it was a trust issue with me or what the problem was, but I mean,
right?
I treated her the best out of any girl that I've ever been with.
So. I could vouch for that.
Thank you.
Definitely vouch for that. Thank you. Yeah, there was a.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not happy
You devoted a lot to her. I think, like, as far as like, I don't know. Like, more than...
I gave her so much.
Yeah.
She gave me a lot, too. I'm not trying to be like, I'm the
absolutely,
one.
Yeah, yeah. She's a nice girl, Chelsea.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She definitely is. But, yeah. But I feel like you were very reserved, too, during your relationship, you know? Like, there's probably a lot more shit that you would have done, you know? As far as, you know, the way we behaved and stuff. Like going out and acting crazy. Getting drunk and getting smashed and
so you're thinking if it was the other way, I'd probably be, like...
I think if you weren't in a relationship,
you would probably
joined our festivities.
Oh, come on. You guys would be mad at me for taking all the women. No, right. I'm just kidding.
There would have been nothing left over, damn it.
We could share.
Right. Hell yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah, but yeah, everything started changing at the end. Plus, I was staying up really late. She really, like, was needy about needing someone to sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, you know, I would stay up really late programming and learning different computer languages and...
Well,
and
you reading. Get off, you get off at like, what, 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, right? it changes. Yeah. And then I stay up for a while. And
yeah, you know, those hours before you go to bed.
At the end, dude, nothing was the same from sleeping. Like, I didn't cuddle, I didn't hold her as tight. Sex wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Sex is always good to me, but it wasn't, like, the beauty thing that, going back to the beauty thing where, like, you can't see it, but you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of thing. Like, sex, it was still good. It was still great, but it wasn't...
Does that always happen?
It wasn't special.
Yeah.
Does that always happen, what?
In relationships, man? Like, you think you always lose that when you're having sex with somebody for a long time? Does the spark always go away?
I don't think so. I think that's not the...
Or do you think there's just a lack of, like... I don't know. Let's say, like... two people enjoying each other's company and as much as they always did, you know. I don't know
where it goes. It's a weird thing.
That's tough to say when you're not married, you know.
Yeah,
because when you're married, you'll be like, oh fuck yeah it does. Or like, no, it doesn't always have to.
I don't know why I'm thinking
you
about
can always
this.
Bring a third party in.
I'm just thinking about women now and like the girls that are on like social media saying all this crazy shit and
mm-hmm.
retweeting this crazy shit of like all this sexual shit. And then you get with those type of women, and they're not.
They're always
they're
fun.
Scared.
Oh, they're
they don't want to get smacked around. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to get their hair pulled and shit. And then you got these girls that are so sweet, and, like, they just want to get slapped
just
and
fucking handled.
thrown around, choked and smacked in the fucking face.
I know.
It's nuts, dude.
It's like, whoa, where did this come from?
Get their head put through a drywall.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
That's funny as shit, man. I'm actually, this girl I've been talking to for a little while, and she just, I don't know if she is, but she just comes off as like a total freak, dude. And she's like, you know, I haven't done anything with her yet. Well, I've kissed her, but, you know, I haven't done anything with her yet because I'm still in the process of moving and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to say any names, obviously, but she just, like, it seems like...
Say it. Say it.
No, she just... dude, when I text kidding. Her, dude, she gets like, whatever. We'll text each other at night and just get each other fucking hot, dude. Hot as hell.
How old is she?
She's old enough. She's 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's hitting that little freaky D point.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, and I don't like saying it because she is a little bit young, but you know what, dude? She knows what she's doing. Like, she's not a stupid girl, you know what I mean? She's a little bit, like mentally, you know what I mean? She's a little bit more mature. I can kind of pick up on that, like, the kind of stuff that she says to me and stuff. So I'm like, all right, you know, so I'll just, whatever, I'll just run with it. But, yeah, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I think we've had an opportunity once or twice, and I know she still wants to because she's like, oh, well, when are you getting your place together? When are you moving in and stuff like that? She's saying, I want to come spend my nights by you and all this stuff, but I don't know. Feel like she could either be completely about it or not about it at all, you know?
I guess you're gonna it's have an to interesting, kind of
I know. Feel take it that out. Shit out and see what happens. Get the keys and go for a test drive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
But, yeah, I don't know. That's a funny thing, though, man.
Is she a pretty girl?
She's a pretty girl.
Because you had one of the prettiest girls in Elk Creek, as we all know.
Oh, man.
I forgot about that. You really were with... Took her virginity. One of the prettiest girls in Oak Creek, dude. And then,
gosh, I'm a lucky son of a bitch, aren't I?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's funny. She was. I asked her out right before I did too, because she was like, "Well, I want you to be my boyfriend before we do and all this bullshit." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." She was willing to anyway, so I should have just said no.
Yeah.
But no, I asked her out. I actually liked that. I wanted to date her for a little bit too. She was a nice girl.
You guys were awesome. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun relationship, dude. Who were you dating at the time? Because you had a girlfriend.
But, like, when I had a girlfriend back then, it's weird because, like...
But you did have a girlfriend at the time, though.
It would have to be Courtney or Sarah.
Okay.
And if it was Courtney, then all her friends were included as girlfriends of mine.
It was either that or it was during the transition between the two. I don't know how to think about it. This is important to me. I want to remember now.
Yeah. You transitioned from the circle to Sarah?
Yeah. From Courtney to Sarah.
The circle to Sarah.
The circle to Sarah. I'm thinking the same reason why you're calling her
Sarah. Man, circle. Dude, you're making me really think about her, man.
I know. She's,
I mean, I don't miss her like that, but like I had a lot of fun with that fucking girl. No, wow.
Dude, yeah.
We had some crazy times. You know what I'll never forget, though?
What's that?
Chuck, who married her. Okay, because I did a lot of bad things to Sarah. I admit that, and I'm not happy about that, but I can't see myself with her now anyway. So if I was with her now, I don't know where I would be.
Right.
And exactly. I don't think I'd be here with you.
Because it just wasn't meant for me to be.
Yeah, but the night before I got busted for everything I've ever done to her, he raised a shot to me, looked me in my eyes, and said, "Here's a shot to friendship." I will never forget that feeling. Of waking up the next day to Sarah flipping out, crying, and like saying, "How could you do all this?" And I'm like, "What the hell is going on?" And then she says, "Chuck told me." And I'm like, "Is this a different Chuck? Or is this the friendship shot Chuck?" Because something is really wrong here. Something is not right here. And it's crazy because like I was breaking down inside, but I was just waking up. I couldn't, it didn't sink in. I'm like, "Dude, I'm fucking tired. I'm just waking up.
Right,
I can't do this right now."
Oh, then, I just remembered. You were dating Courtney at the time I was dating Sarah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
But yeah, you can move on.
No. That's some pretty fucked up shit, dude.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know why. If I told people about that because that was a dagger twisted. You pooped on me a little bit.
Talk about a wolf in sheep's clothing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just somebody who just... Maybe he saw the opportunity, dude. Maybe for him, Sarah, because she was a pretty girl. Maybe for him, I was like,
she looks a little weird now.
She does, yeah.
But when I was dating her, man, I was, oh, man, she was so beautiful to me. She was one of the first pretty girls I saw at the high school. When I first moved here, I was like, wow, that girl's pretty. Then I started dating a friend, and like, I'm like, wow, how did this happen? Here dating her friend.
Yeah.
But I hung out with Sarah a lot during that time. You know what, though? This should have been a sign about that relationship failing, because she started dating somebody, and then I started fucking her as he'd be on the way to the parties. You don't get with girls that do that kind of shit.
Yeah, I know.
But I gave into it because of how good friends we were. I mean, you knew that. You know that.
Yeah.
We were really close.
Yeah, you guys were. You guys were.
I mean, she was more of a friend to me for the most part. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to strangle her and fuck the shit out of her. You know what I mean? I'm only human. But,
wow. She's a man, goddammit.
Wow, dude. Those are some memories.
Dude, yeah. Well, why even buy you a shot the night before? Dude. Why not just tell her?
No, it was at a house party. What the fuck? Was he setting me up for that?
I wonder.
Did he want me to remember that for the rest of my life? Because I'm going to.
I wonder if he knew, or it was just like, he was just like, oh, well, you know, Tim's my friend, but, you know, I got a shitty enough character. I'll just do this anyway.
Whatever. Yeah.
You know, it could be that, too, because some people just have horrible characters, and it's just lack of life experiences. They just, I don't know, like, immaturity, whatever. I think there's some of that too. And then there's some people who are just fucked up like that, you know, which is willing to do shit like that. Crazy. You know,
a combination. Isn't that kind of scary? Because what else are they willing to do? I mean, I'm not saying he would do some crazy shit, but just the thought process that go into something crazy like that kind of throws me off. I don't know. But hey, you know, I'm happy where I'm at now.
Exactly. Yeah, so, it's just a crazy experience.
Did a lot of growing with her too, and did a lot of crazy. Retarded.
Do you remember the
ridiculous
McDonald's incident? I will never forget it.
When that guy tried to crash into all of us. Yeah. Oh my!
And he missed and hit the brick pillar of the playground.
I'll start the story from the beginning. My neighbors got kicked out. They got evicted, or something like that.
I was out there on vacation for a very long time.
The owner of the house, he gave me the key. Is that what it was?
I think so. He either gave it to you or your dad. He gave me the key
to my dad, somebody, but I got a hold of the key.
You got the key, yeah.
I had a party at this vacant home.
We were 16 at the time.
You were young.
I remember being 16 or 17, so you couldn't have been that much younger.
So we have this party here, and then I don't remember when, hours into it, here comes my dad with little princess, my dog, and he's like, yeah, this can't happen. It's getting out of hand. And it kind of was, you know, it's a vacant home and there's cars everywhere and it is getting a little crazy. So we all leave and the whole party migrates over to McDonald's.
As it always did.
And then it just got really rowdy outside and words were exchanged with this guy driving this Honda Civic. I don't know exactly what was being said.
I remember exactly what was, well, not what was said, but I remember who said it.
It's Andy Mueller.
Ed Verhaap.
Ed Verhaap, always.
Who used to run his fucking mouth.
He still does. I love that kid, though.
He's the first kid to like pop out and talk shit, but he's the first kid to pop back in.
Long story short, it's getting crazy. People are trying to open his door. It's looking like a World Star video.
You gotta get to the best part, though. No, what do you call it? Ed had said something to him. He stopped the car. He gets out. Uh-huh. And he's like, what? You know what? And then I guess he sees the dude who's driving the car, sees everybody else. Like,
he didn't realize there was a whole party, a whole house party, just sitting there waiting. We have that mentality, but like, everyone's drunk, and like this guy's standing up to somebody.
Yeah, so this guy gets back in his car. What the hell happened next? He comes up. Something happened where he decided to try to charge his car at us. But he gets back in his car, does a U-turn, comes at us, but I think somebody had done something to him. They were running up to his car, punching his window is what it was.
His windows definitely got punched out, I remember
that. Yeah, after he crashed, they got punched
out. He got punched in the face, too.
That's what it was. I think he got punched. There was that. Dude, that's fucking funny.
That motherfucker gunned it down. I'm like, he did, dude. He's leaving.
Something pissed him off where he did a U-turn, and then he came back, and then he charged his car at us, and he turned it towards us, and I don't know what he was.
He gave it a little rev, even. He's like, vroom, 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 right? And then it's like, what are you doing? Everyone jumps out of the way.
I don't know if he lost sight of us, what was behind us, or whatever, but everybody jumped out of the way. He went right into that brick pillar, dude.
Yeah, the brick pillar in front of the playhouse.
Yeah.
what if he would have smacked everybody? Is he fucking crazy?
I know, dude.
That kind of thought process is.
Like, I know.
What are you thinking, dude? That guy didn't look drunk either.
No.
I don't know.
That guy looked crazy.
He did look crazy, dude. And then
he looked crazy.
Dude, there was fucking, yeah.
He could have killed a lot of people, man.
But it was funny as hell how he crashed into that
pillar. Yeah. And everybody was okay. Yeah. Damn, his car was fucked up. He, you know, sparks flying as he's leaving. He gets pulled over on the freeway. Yeah. We hear later. And
dude, well, I remember we were trying to leave. I remember everybody was like, fuck this. After his shit got punched out, I don't know, whatever happened, all that stuff went down. He got on the phone and started calling the cops. And then when everybody started getting in their cars, he parked right in front of the McDonald's exit. Well, remember there was one exit in that McDonald's, but then there was also that exit where those trucks are always parked. So that's where we jumped in the car, remember? And we went out from there. I remember that's how we left. I don't know why he called the cops, though, because he tried to run us over.
It's crazy, though. I mean, he probably got some kind of tickets for whatever, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they have to see his car fucked up and his parts sitting there. What happened?
But the fact that he was trying to run people over is just thrown out the window? How does that even make sense?
I know. I don't know. That's nuts, dude, because you get... I don't know, dude. Fuck. Can you realize you're going to take somebody's life by doing that? You know?
He's aiming for human beings. I can't even, like, some of these videos online, you see these World Star videos and you see people getting, like, knocked out. Or they got these new knockout games. Kids are going around knocking people out. I could never even think about doing that to somebody. Like,
they do it to old people, don't they, too?
All different types of people.
Oh, God damn, dude. That's
especially
old people. How? Man, that's like, fuck, dude. You ever see that knockout fail one? Where they, some guy.
Was it a joke?
No, it wasn't a joke. It was that some guy was walking down with his girlfriend, and there's these two dudes standing in the street, and he turns around and tries to do this, like, backhand punch.
He starts jacking those two dudes. Was that in Russia or something?
Something like that. Yeah, it was in some Europe. It was a foreign country.
I don't know if it was true, but, like, in the comments or the box under, it said something about him being a boxer or something.
Oh, I could totally tell.
Dude was jacking him.
Because you can see his footwork, dude. His footwork.
Jacking
him
left and right. Oh, man. See, when I see, like, people getting KO'd and people, there's a lot of bad stuff you can see online. It really hurts, and it's hard to watch. But when I see some fucking asshole getting put in his place or some bully getting fucked up, there's some satisfaction there.
There is, dude. It's justice, dude. It's justice is what it is. It's just funny as fuck, though, dude. He just starts working on, dude. And then he works on the next guy.
I know. And he's not getting, and the girl's there, like, damn.
And then
I bet she got laid like no other.
Oh, dude, she probably went home. She probably sucked him off like there's no tomorrow, dude.
This reminds me of this, man, so many memories. But this reminds me of being in high school. We were leaving a party one night, and there were some people outside, and I shared a couple words with someone's, I guess his mom was outside. Said a couple things. I couldn't see. It was just a shadow. I was probably blind then, too, before I had glasses. So I'm saying stuff to this person's mom or whatever. We leave. Forget about it. Probably a little over a month later, I'm in bed just chilling. And I get a phone call. It's Andy or Nick or somebody. And they're like, hey, remember this kid? What kid? Remember you were talking to his mom? What mom? I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm probably super wasted that night. And they're like, this kid's here at the club. He wants to fight you. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm in bed. What the hell do you want me to do? And being the dumb kid I used to be,
I got up.
I put my cup on. I put some compression shorts on. I put some fight shorts on. I got warmed up. Here's the funny thing. I went jogging. I left my phone in front of the house. I went for a little jog to warm up because I was getting picked up. Mm-hmm. And the way I jogged, the car that was picking me up was coming from the other direction. I wasn't thinking about it because I was like, oh, I'll get a ride back from them and I'll get my phone and then we'll go.
Okay.
So I'm running, and I'm like, ding, ding, ding. I'm not going to run into them. So I fucking sprint back home. They're there waiting, and we go. And I see this guy, whatever happens. You know, we fight. It's over. I win. Ooh, whatever. It's stupid, right? But that night, just a girl seeing that, like, she fucked the shit out of me. Why would they get off on something like that?
Girls are fucking crazy.
She see me beat this guy, and then she wants to fuck the shit out of me?
I know, that's nuts.
That's
dude.
Crazy. Yeah, you know
it,
what,
it
though?
It turns on her primal instincts, dude. You know, she sees, protector, you know what I mean? It's fucking whatever, dude.
Getting into martial arts, though, has been the most humbling thing ever. Mm-hmm. Ever. I don't know who the hell is dangerous anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with people. I don't want to fuck with people now. I mean, ever. I mean, I want to be nice to as many people as I can. I want to be nice to everybody. But at the same time, there's dangerous people out there with different mindsets that don't there give
is,
a dude. Fuck.
There is, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of freaky.
Especially when you watch internet videos, man. You see people aren't willing to do anything. They don't care. They'll fucking pull out a gun, pull out a knife. They don't give a fuck, dude.
I don't remember who showed me this, but in Malaysia, there were just a group of people just hanging out. Two cars come. A bunch of people jump out of them and just jack people with machetes. I wish I never saw that.
You know what? Fucking Trevor was telling me about that video.
Don't watch it. I still think back to it. It hurts. I'll be driving down the road and it will come back to me like, oh my God.
It's fucking nuts.
It goes back to the connectedness thing.
It's trauma.
We're all the same. Yeah. It's like, that's me. That's me there, you know?
Yeah, getting fucking... I think that that's how you know there's truth to some of that connectivity, man.
Way like, too graphic and too fucking real. I mean, it is real. Oh, it's too much. Don't watch it.
No. Why not just shoot the guy?
Too much out there.
Come out with that, dude. That's nuts, man. That's nuts, dude.
That is.
Hell yeah. Can you pause it, Tim? I'm gonna take a piss real quick.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Okay.
Probably cut this first one.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, hope you guys enjoy. We don't really have, you know, talking points like we said.
This is our first one.
The first one. We don't know where it's going.
We're awkward, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
At least
little
I
bit.
Am. I don't know about Tim, but I am.
If you guys enjoy, you know, check out the website, allthingstimbo.com. I plan on, you know, creating different podcasts with different objectives. This one, however, is going to be conversations with this guy right here. You know, eventually we're going to bring in other people too. But we really don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Don't worry, guys. We'll find better shit to talk about. Maybe sort of just ramble on. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. I don't know. We'll find out.
Either way, I enjoy it. If nobody else enjoys it, I enjoy it.
Hopefully you enjoy it. I enjoyed it. If you guys don't enjoy it, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Allthingstimbo.com.
We're not here to impress you. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
No. What are you sorry for?
I know.
But allthingstimbo.com. I'll get some information about myself up there. Throw some stuff about Adele up there. I'm going to censor his picture. He doesn't look the greatest.
Right.
But,
just put a bag over my head.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back. I don't know how often we're going to do this. I don't think I'm going to do, like, a set every week or every 2 weeks thing. It's just gonna come and go.
Exactly.
And with technology, you'll know, because I'll throw it out there on Twitter and everything else, put it on the website. Hope you guys like it. And subscribe. Hopefully we get approved on iTunes, and we'll see you guys next time.
Have a good night.